The inimitable Ricky Lee Jones got her start just down the road from where I'm sitting here at NPR West, singing in clubs in Venice Beach. Over the decades, she's raised the bar for pop vocalists. You can hear that in this live performance of We Belong Together.
Flame upon the rooftop docks, looking out on the crash town sits. And he wrapped his jacket across her shoulders and he falls in front of her and hugs her and holds her.
While Ricky Lee Jones has continued to perform and record, she hasn't put out an album of original music in over a decade. But a year ago, she moved to New Orleans, which inspired a new record, Other Side of Desire. She says the first step was getting away from this city, where it all started.
The first inspiration was to leave L.A. because I just couldn't take it anymore. It was a lonely life, and most of it spent in a car. So I made the decision to try again.
It makes you feel like you've never been alone.
The moment I got here, I felt naked. I felt reduced down to the lowest possible denominator, which is where you have to be to start again. It was good.
Well, so you moved to New Orleans, and then before too long, we have this great album of new music. So that definitely seems more like cause and effect than coincidence, right?
I wanted to honor this city. You know, I was just happy here, and it was feeding me, and I liked what I was hearing, and I liked the people I was meeting. And so I said, why not let it in? So I let it in, and it came back out sounding like that.
Something I wanted to ask you about your vocal technique, because you've been doing these things with your voice for years where I've been thinking, man, that's got to hurt the vocal cords.
By these things, do you mean singing?
Yeah, well, I mean this type of singing you do where you can go from a whisper to a scream to doing things like some of the gospel vocalists do. Wow, how are you able to do that all the time and keep it up?
Well, to be honest, I still have the range, but absolute control is slightly wavering. And the good part about that is it brings a kind of a sorrow, because it's not quite quavering from age, but it's slightly torn at the end of it, and so I'm enjoying it. The timbre and sound of my voice isn't ever going to change. This is how I sound when I sing. Yeah, so far it's holding up.
I'm speaking with Ricky Lee Jones. Her new album, Other Side of Desire, is out right now. You talked about how quickly this album came together when you moved to New Orleans, but it had come out of after a period where, you know, I think your fans, we somehow feel like you should have like a regular output. we had to wait a little while. For this record. What was going on?
I wish I had a regular output, you know, something we could count on, like the moon and the sun. The creative process is really elusive, right? We wouldn't want to hold it down and describe it to you. Its beauty is that it's elusive. So, and it's also an ever-changing thing. What it serves, why it serves in 1980 is probably different. The fact that I'm still interested in writing at 60, truly interested, because there were times where I said, let's hang it up. This is too dang hard, you know? And then I go, what are you talking about?
Sometimes I tell myself, it doesn't matter to me if I live in chains or if I'm about to be free.
When you lose money, it always helps lead you down a new path, really. I think once people have their house and their money and their power, there's nothing to lead you away from there. You know, who would risk everything and try something new? It's not in our nature to do that. 'Cause I'm blinded by the hunt.
I am blinded by the hunt. You're talking about how it can be valuable for an artist to really kind of to lose everything. You have this interesting line in your liner notes of this album. You say, "I am happy with the loss of prestige." First off, have you really lost prestige, and why would that make you happy?
The loss of prestige is like this. I would never go to a concert, but if I did and said, I'd like to say hello, I'm Ricky Lee Jones, and they said, "I don't know who you are." Who are you? And that's a powerful thing, to go from where I was when I started to not only me, but my whole generation doesn't know who you are. 'Cause this is where we've always been. It will always come again. It hasn't even happened. We're here and it's not that I don't want money. I really would like some money. But if I'd start doing it for money, it always ends up going awry. That's my journey. That's not Beyonce's, not somebody else's, mine. And I have to follow that. I have to follow that. I have to know it, memorize it, sing it every day.
Ricky Lee Jones. Singer, songwriter, cultural force. I don't know how else I can describe you. You're just Ricky Lee Jones. Back now with a new album, Other Side of Desire. Ricky, this has been a blast speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you for considering me, when all things considered.
You are now considered. We'll stay together.